And good evening, friends. Well, sir, we're close to the end of another holiday. Another glorious Christmas day, and I sincerely hope it was very nice for you and yours. And I know that your friend, whom you hear regularly at this time each evening, Dick Arant, certainly joins me in sending along the best greetings. Right, Dick?
That goes double here, Tom. Incidentally, before you get any farther, you got something special there? Otherwise, I'm going to interrupt you for a minute.
No, I have nothing special.
Not to be title-gagging about a song, but did one of your youngsters catch Mama kissing Santa Claus last night?
I think so. Yes, I think everybody had that experience this year. You know, Dick, before we went on the air, this is an aside. Dick told me that he was going to play the Christmas songs, even though the holiday is about over. But you know, Dick, ever since I've been a kid, I've always been reluctant to see Christmas Day go. And we so seldom get to hear these beautiful songs. I think it's a very wonderful thing that you wind up the day with all the beautiful Christmas music.
Of course, they haven't heard them at all today.
Well, but we can't hear them too often.
I don't know. Sometimes you can get a full diet of them. People drag the Christmas carols out, and they beat the pulp out of the poor things for about 5 or 6 days before Christmas, and I'm as guilty as the next one. But by golly, if you don't do it, you're not in style. And I suppose it makes you feel funny. You feel like you've left something out if you don't.
Well, too, and also, of course, aside from your individual way of playing the organ, which is very wonderful, you have the piano, you have the Nova chord. Incidentally, you're also a privileged character tonight.
I've got Hanlon.
No, you've got two announcers.
Two announcers.
Yeah, I've got to get upstairs. I've got to work, too, tonight, so I've got to dig up some sort of a show for the merry-go-round. I don't know quite what I'm going to do yet, but Clancy Cassell, you know, San Francisco's favorite son.
He's an Irishman now. He works in the Rocky Jordan show with
him. That's right. He'll sign you off, but I'm anxious to hear those beautiful Christmas carols, so you just take over. Dick Arant.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom Hanlon, and hello, folks. Well, I suppose that you're all satisfied. Of course, there's those that got too many presents and those that didn't get enough presents. But believe you me, if you've got your health, and if your loved ones have got their health, that's about the biggest Christmas present that the good Lord could bestow upon you, I think. And I hope that this particular broadcast, for any of you that don't feel quite up to snuff, will kind of help out a little bit. Let's see. I've got the whole set of carols here. Joy to the world, deck the halls with boughs of holly, hark the herald angels sing, Adeste Fidelis, joy to the world. I said that. Little Town of Bethlehem, Christmas Tree, or Tannenbaum, as some of you know it. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Good King Wenceslas, and First Noel, O Holy Night, Silent Night, and We Three Kings of Orient Are. So I think I'll just throttle down on the chatter a little bit, the chin music, and give you a little bit more of the keyboard music. And I'm going to try in some of these cases, as we come along to them, to give you a little bit of a special, a little bit of a special treatment on the first one, just in the strictly traditional style. Joy to the world.
Thank you.
You know, a week ago, some of the folks down here at the studio called me up, I better say 2 weeks ago, and said, Dick, we're going to give a little party for some underprivileged children. Not orphans, but just underprivileged kids, and we'd like you to come in and play the organ. And for the first time in my life, I realized just how terrific a gang we have down here in the CBS Employees Club. I didn't know they gave these affairs, and as a matter of fact, I was told afterwards that they had missed Christmas of last year because of one reason or another, but the idea was reactivated this year. I never had such a clean and soul-cleansed feeling in all my life as I did when I watched some 200 little youngsters, ranging in age from about, five, on up to 11, of parents that weren't too well fixed, traipsing in here to the Studio A to be entertained by some of the gang. And outstanding among this gang was Ray Erlenborn, who does the sound effects on many of our top flight shows, among them Rocky Jordan. And, I could go on naming you show after show. I don't think there's a show on the CBS network emanating from Hollywood that Ray hasn't done sound effects at one time or another. And Gus Bays, who also does sound and is also a terrific scriptwriter in his own right. These two fellas went out and rented themselves clown costumes. And believe me, no show, no circus that any of you ever saw had a finer clown act than these two boys. And for 2 hours and a half, they worked with these kids. And what made it peculiarly amusing at the time was that we were supposed to start at 1 o'clock, and half the gang of kids got there at 1, and the other gang didn't show up until after 2. So these boys had to be funny for 1 hour with nothing to go on in the way of vaudeville, just their own antics, knocking each other down, laughing and crying. And one fellow was the sad clown, and that was Gus, and Ray was the happy clown. And then A.J. Cunningham, one of the engineers here at CBS, one of the cameramen, I should say, for television, played Santa Claus. And you know something? He almost didn't need to use pillows. What a wonderful guy he was, though, as Santa Claus. And then all the young gals and fellows who are members of the Employees Club stood around making sure that none of the little tots missed their Christmas presents, because with a gang that big, you can imagine the risk and danger of overlooking some little tyke, which almost happened. One little gal was called up for her present, and they discovered that it was the wrong name, or else they had the wrong package of the boy's present for her. And so Santa Claus said, well, rather than you going back to your seat and waiting for your name to be called again, you sit here on Santa's knee until we come to your present. And that little tyke sat there for almost an hour, practically drooling, waiting for her present to come. It finally came, but boy, I felt for Santa Claus, because his knee was starting to give out there. Well, let's see. What's next here? Little Town of Bethlehem. Let's see if we can do any sort of a special treatment on it. A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Do you approve of that, Jerry? I think that's a good way to do the carols for a change. Okay, well, we'll try some more. I was almost tempted to swing one of them. What would they do to me? No, they wouldn't stand for that. Would that be sacrilegious? Jerry DeHaan, my engineer, says, no swinging of them. Just a little bit. Not just a little. Oh, go on. Oh, I probably would get letters from all over. Would I get the dickens? Okay, Christmas night, I'll behave myself. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. This takes me back to one of the shows on another network when Jack Meekin was musical director and I was playing piano and organ on it. The guy that went, yes, the Gildersleeve show. We used to do a big deal on Christmas with it. That was with Hal Perry. I can remember his name and remember Hal doing the show. About 5 years ago. Kind of feel badly about that. Well, here we go. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Supposed to be snow falling. And off in the distance, trying to get you in the mood for Silent Night. got a little different harmony that time, didn't I, for you? I had an awful temptation to put in some blue chords there, but oh, I just haven't got the nerve. I feel devilish tonight, even though it is Christmas night. I feel good. I want to throw the works in if I possibly can here. Let's see. Oh, here's a Cupid. Let me find this one in the book here. I'm reading these from the little hymnal book, folks. What's it called? Noel's, a collection of Christmas carols. It says, page 91, We Three Kings of Orient Are. That's the right one? Oh, yes, that's the one. Here we go. I think it's coming up about that time now where I'm going to have to chop off this music and hand this transcribed piece of tape back to the Columbia operators upstairs. So how about a little theme? See, Clancy, I took care of the transcribed cue that way. I've got 20 seconds to go to system. Got 15 seconds to go for system.
Just time enough for me to say that you've been listening to the organ artistry of Dick Arant, coming to you from Studio B here at Columbia Square in the heart of Hollywood from CBS. And this is the CBS Radio Network.